This is Van Silk, not in my house. It's Friday morning. Got up early this morning. Not only did we pass away at the age of 96, the legendary Tony Bennett. I just finished doing a topic on Tony Bennett, the great Tony Bennett. But this is what's bothering me. It's going to continue to bother me. The killing and murder, taking the life of our young black men. Just taking a life, period. Come to find out this morning, popular podcaster, Gilly the Kid, who shares the stage with his cousin, Wallow, 267, from the Million Dollar Worth of Game, 25-year-old son was murdered last night in Philadelphia at a triple shooting. Two other people were shot. He was shot in the back. He died at 8:39. Shooting occurred at 8:20. Now, this is what I'm going to say. When things are going good for you and your family and life, and you grew up in the hood, we understand. Sometimes you have to stay out the hood. It may not be you, but it's jealousy of your father, your cousin. Everybody know they got a big deal with Barstool. Everybody seen them buy cars and them buying cars. And jealousy. Jealousy. In the hood. Because the next black man don't want to see you have nothing. How can I get to this family? How can I hurt this family? How can I hurt? Who knows what this is about? Was this about a dice game? Was this about him owing somebody some money? Like, what was this all about? That you had to pull out a gun and shoot. Y'all don't fight no more? So he's 25 years old, his life was gone. Just letting the snap of somebody pulling the trigger. I see some YouTubers saying some of the most stupidest things. What is he doing in the hood? Okay. What if he went to see a cousin or a family member? Now, a lot of y'all go to the hood. Anything can happen. It could have happened downtown Philadelphia. But see, it's the devil and some of you podcasters or YouTubers who just don't know what to say out your mouth. You got a lot of celebrities who's in this business, who families still live in the hood. But if somebody cousin or somebody gets shot, y'all pocket watching. Take the time to pocket watch. And people talking about, oh, Gillian Wada got $100 million deal. So that don't mean that they got $100 million up front. But it was a five-year deal, $10 million a year. And get the tax money each year. You know how it works. If you make that type of money, you know what you end up with. Son's 25 years old. He can go wherever he want to go. But the name of the game is about being careful. Watching your back. Watch who you associate with. Because those around you are the worst people. They're Negroes. They're niggas. You know what they are. They're animals. They're pookies. They're ray-rays. You know what dude is about. It's just sad that it happened. And he's not the only one. It's happening all over. People don't value life these days. Life is meaningless. People will take your life in a minute. The human structure is gone. The human morality is gone. The human, just being a human, is gone. I don't think people understand what's really going on today. Young Cheese lost his life last night. For what reason, we don't know. I was calling him YNG Cheese, which is Young Cheese. Kids have a way of spelling things today, shorten it up. 25 years old. I listen to some of your YouTubers who are just illiterate, vocabulary illiteracy. When is the black man is going to detail their image? When is it going to change? I click on the channel on YouTube to find out what is being said. I got to watch somebody trying a lot of blunt. Then you could barely understand their language in English today because it's horrible. They didn't go to school. They don't have education. I'm not here to knock anybody. I'm just here to say that we have a long way to go. Condolences to the family, Gilly and Wallow. And rest in peace to Young Cheese. This your brother Van Silk. Not in my house. Spotify for podcasters. Y'all have a blessed day.